Welcome back to Court Workplace Talks, the podcast where we explore how industries adapt and innovate, and how furniture and furniture rental play a pivotal role in their workspaces. I'm Kimberly Douglas, and today we're diving into alternative energy, one of the fastest growing sectors in the United States. In 2023, renewable energy accounted for 22% of electricity generation, and projections show that number climbing to nearly 25% by the end of 2024. The sector is on track for massive expansion, with the U.S. renewable energy market expected to grow from 434 gigawatts in 2024 to over 715 gigawatts by 2029. From solar farms to wind energy, this industry is transforming how we power our lives. But behind the innovation lies a question many don't think about. How do the workspaces where this innovation happens support growth? To answer that, I'm joined by Jennifer Robbins, Regional Sales Manager at Court, who works closely with energy companies to address these needs. Together, we'll explore how workspace solutions are helping alternative energy companies scale, adapt, and succeed. With alternative energy evolving at such a rapid pace, it's reshaping more than just how we generate electricity. It's redefining what's possible for the future of sustainability. But what makes this industry so unique, and how does it differ from the traditional energy models we've relied on for decades? To get a clearer picture, I turn to Jennifer Robbins, who works closely with energy companies, to help break it down.
So alternative energy really encompasses a lot of different types of organizations, and it's not all that it's made from sustainable resources. It's that it's alternative to fossil burning fuels. That encompasses geothermal, wind technology, nuclear, water, hydrothermal, and several others. I think biofuels is another that they are looking to develop. So there's a lot of hunger for finding some alternatives, especially in today's climate where AI is gobbling up the need for energy.
What's driving this hunger for alternatives? As Jennifer explained, it's a combination of government investment, private funding, and the enormous energy demands of today's technologies like AI and cloud computing. But one form of alternative energy might surprise many: nuclear power. It's not just a relic of the past. It's playing a vital role in meeting these energy demands.
Nuclear today supports about 20% of our energy infrastructure. So it's in use, and it's been used cleanly and efficiently in the United States. And because we already have some areas that have been mothballed that have nuclear capacity, I know of one very large tech company that is looking to activate one of the nuclear power plants, as well as the need for the server farms. There are a significant number of server farms across the United States. I think there's about 5,000 of them today. We have the most in the world. And those server farms support AI and the innovations that are coming through AI and cloud computing and supporting the new apps and various things that are coming through technology.
This interplay between alternative energy and cutting-edge technology highlights a critical challenge for companies in this space: staying agile and scalable as energy needs evolve. And it's not just about producing energy. It's also about creating workspaces that foster innovation and can adapt with this rapid change. As Jennifer shared earlier, alternative energy companies are tackling enormous technical challenges, from supporting AI-driven server farms to activating previously dormant nuclear facilities. But these innovations don't happen in isolation. Behind every breakthrough is a team of people, and creating spaces that support their work is just as critical as the technology itself. For many companies in this industry, scalability is the key to keeping pace with rapid innovation and shifting demands. Jennifer explains how this need shapes the way alternative energy companies think about their work environments.
At their core is innovation and testing concept, and they require a risk mindset. And so they need to spend their resources on their business, on attracting and retaining top talent. It's a very specific mindset that they need. And it also needs to be scalable so that they can quickly adapt to change and demands within that industry.
These teams aren't just creating energy solutions. They're building the future of sustainability, one bold project at a time. And their workspaces need to reflect that ambition: flexible, forward-thinking, and designed to grow with their vision.
So we find that whenever we're working with an alternative energy or any other organization that is going through that new project development phase, that they need to have furniture as a service so that they can scale and set terms based on what they need when they need it. And that's the beauty of this. We can change with them, being a consultant to them during those different phases, helping them think through that process is really important.
Jennifer's insights highlight an important reality. Alternative energy can't afford to be tied down by rigid solutions. As these organizations expand to meet growing demand, like the 54% of new U.S. electric generation capacity solar represented in 2023, they need workspaces that grow with them and their teams while helping to meet any new challenges head on. This flexibility becomes a powerful tool, not just for managing growth, but for empowering the people behind the innovation. But how does this look in real life? Jennifer shared a story about working with a solar company during a critical stage of their development, where they had to navigate the pandemic while also staying focused on their goals.
I can think of a solar company. We worked with them for 4 or 5 years. And initially, during the pandemic, was really at the point of onset, which was really crazy because they had been given investment in their company. And as a solar company, we know that that requires some innovation and new development. And so they were trying to set up their office and attract the right type of talent. And the pandemic hit. So we set up their initial office and realized that people were not coming in, and it wasn't really the best solution for where they were in the stage of their development. They needed to get up and running. They were one of those that said, you know, really, we need you to come into the office. So we do some custom work. We have our set for product, and we also work with a custom house that does some things when we need to do unique stuff for a client. And in this situation, we ended up putting some great glass toppers on all of these stations that were put out there and making sure that the stations had a good 6-8 feet between them, and the glass toppers were there so that they had line of sight and visibility to all of the employees, and it felt open. It didn't feel closed in, because once you start putting up panel walls and it gets higher, it starts to close people in. They feel disconnected. They don't feel the energy of the space. And so those glass toppers gave them some sense of, I'm secure in my spot. I don't have to worry about, you know, engaging with other people. We can talk to each other across the glass and know that it's safe. And so that's a great example from the onset with that particular client, in that they needed to get up and running. They needed it to be functional as fast as it could be. They were conserving capital to invest in that whole endeavor. They need people in the office. And so we had to look at all the different ways we could solve that problem and get them up and running. So they've been a client for about 4 or 5 years, and there's been multiple iterations, but that's usually what happens when you're working in new project development.
The future of alternative energy is as dynamic as the industry itself. With companies continuing to expand across the U.S., the need for adaptable solutions, both in energy production and in the spaces that support innovation, will only grow. For Jennifer Robbins, the flexibility and sustainability offered by furniture rental isn't just a convenience, it's a strategy that empowers companies to focus on what they do best.
Well, I think it's a great future for the alternative energy companies to utilize a resource that has been around for over 50 years, where the inherent model is based in use, reuse, and products that are quality so that they can be sold at the end of its life cycle and reimagined. So I think that alternative energy companies that need to grow, that are expanding throughout the U.S., they have an opportunity to use what they need while they need it, invest in their business and put the money where they need to put it, and not be encumbered with the ownership model that a lot of companies put themselves into when they're working on projects.
As our conversation drew to a close, Jennifer also highlighted a critical issue. What happens to furniture after its initial use? Organizations across the globe often face tough questions about storage, repair, and disposal, a problem that Furniture Rental is uniquely positioned to solve.
They had to figure out the disposition of it. Are they going to store it? If they store it, how are they going to inventory it? How are they going to know how many chairs they have? What about desks? Are they in disrepair? Will they need to repair them? What happens if they dispose of it and send it to landfill? How many non-for-profits can they donate to? Can they really receive that much used furniture out there? How much used furniture are in storage facilities today that's not doing anything? So I think the opportunity for alternative energy is to, first off, focus on what they do well, and second, allow us to help them grow and move and expand and contract where they need to, so that they can spend their money and resources on their business. This is just a drag on them, for them to have to try to figure out and manage themselves. And so it really takes the headache away from them. They don't have to do this. Let us, it is our core competency. We do it very well. And the reason why we do it very well is because we've been doing it for 50 years. We buy the right product. We have it manufactured so it fits certain standards, so it can be moved, stored, repaired, re-rented, and then sold. We do a lot of different things with what we have so it can last the full life cycle that it can possibly last. And that is not something that any company is capable of doing unless they are in this business. So let us do it for you and take the headache off of you, so that you can do what you need to. And that is focus all your energy, your mental energy, on your business and spend your resources where they need to be spent.
As our conversation came to a close, Jennifer also highlighted a critical issue. What happens to furniture after its initial use? Companies often face tough questions about storage, repair, and disposal, a problem that Furniture Rental is uniquely positioned to solve. This model, centered on the entire furniture lifecycle from use and reuse to repurposing, supports the adaptability and sustainability that alternative energy companies prioritize. By addressing workspace needs seamlessly, partnerships like those with Court free companies to focus on driving innovation and building a greener future. That's a powerful message about the role of workspaces in shaping the future of alternative energy. Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and insights with us today. And to our listeners, if you'd like to learn more about how Furniture Rental can support your business, visit court.com. That's www.court.com. This has been Court Workplace Talks, where we explore how industries innovate and the role of furniture in their success. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in our next episode. Until then, keep innovating.